Mishringit Avrabhav Titi Mahotsav 2010 is part 4. It's a short story describing Sri Narasimha Chaturdasi Brat as eternal. Ata Narasimha Chaturdasi Vartanityata. There's a conversation between Lord Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad Maharaj. It's recounted in the Brihan Nrisimha Purana. Nrisimhadeva is describing this whole vow of Nrisimha Chaturdasi, which is so auspicious and purifying because it directly pleases Bhagavan Lord Nrisimhadeva. Varshe Varshe Tukarta Vyam Mama Samtushti Karanam Mahaguyam Idam Shrestam Manaver Bhavaburi Vi. Prahlad, for my pleasure, every year one should observe the vow of Nrisimha Chaturdasi. Those who are very fearful of material existence should certainly observe this most confidential and excellent vow. Mahaguyam. Prahlad replied, Namaste Bhagavan Vishnu Nrisimha Bapushe Nama Tvadbhaktoham Sureshaikam Tvam Prapritchami Tattvataha. O Supreme Lord, O Vishnu, I bow down to you, O Lord Nrisimhadeva. I offer my obeisances unto you. I am your devotee. O Lord of Lords, now I have a question I put before you. Swamim stvayi mamotpana bhaktir bahuvida katam katante supriyojata karanam vada me prabhu. O Lord Nrisimha, how did I develop such intense devotion for you? O my Lord, kindly tell me, how did I become your exalted devotee? Incidentally, this story from Brihat Nrisimha Puran is also included in Srila Sanatana Goswami's Hari Bhakti Vilas, 14th Vilas, verses 415 through 440. Is basically the story of the past life of Prahlad Maharaj. So we could title this, Lord Nrisimha narrates Prahlad's past life. So Prahlad has asked Nrisimhadeva, how did I become such a great devotee? Nrisimhadeva replied, O greatly learned Prahlad, O my son, listen carefully as I explain to you the reason for your devotion to me that has made you very dear to me. Priyatvasya chatatpuna purakalpe yabur vipra kinchitvam napyadi tavan namna cha vasudevo hi vesyayam tatparo yabu. In a previous kalpa, you were born as a Brahmana, but you did not study any of the scriptures. Your name was Vasudev, and you became attached to a prostitute. In that birth as a Brahmana, you became so attached to a prostitute that you did not bother to perform any pious activity, except for a single vow in relation to me. As a result of observing that one vow in relation to me, you developed such exalted devotion for me. Prahlad replied, O Lord Nrisimhadeva, O Achyuta, O Supreme Lord, who was my father in that lifetime? What was my duty? How did I observe your vow? even though I was attached to a prostitute. Please explain the details. Srinivas Bhagavan Uvacha. In ancient times, there was a Brahmana, well-versed in the Vedas, living in Avantipur. His name was Vasu Sharma. This pious Brahmin did a daily fire sacrifice. He was expert in Vedic rituals, and he satisfied the demigods by Agni Shtoma sacrifice. He did not commit any sinful activity. He had a pious, humble wife, famous throughout the three worlds, chaste and expert in pious activities, always eager to serve her husband. He and his wife begot five sons. They were pious, learned, and devoted to their father. Among them, you are the youngest of the five sons of that Brahmin, Vasu Sharma. Your name was Vasudev. However, you became attached to a prostitute. You became accustomed to drinking wine and performing sinful activities, and you never studied the Vedas. All day long you were in the house of the prostitute. One day you had an argument with the prostitute. You missed your meal that day and unknowingly observed a sacred vow in relation to me. Because of that argument with the prostitute, you didn't sleep that night. The prostitute also did not eat anything nor sleep that night in your association. Because of this agyata sukriti, unknowingly observing a vow in relation to me, throughout the entire day and night, you did not eat or drink or speak. Both of you became purified and accumulated heaps of pious merit. By the strength of that vow, the demigods can enjoy the heavenly planets. Brahma attained the power to create by observing this vow. Mahadev observed this vow to get the power to kill the great demon Tripurasura. Many great sages and demigods and kings have followed this vow in relation to me, and they all attain perfection of life. That prostitute friend of yours also became devoted to me, and therefore enjoyed great happiness within the three worlds. Because of this, that vow in relation to me is celebrated throughout the three worlds. This vow appeared to deliver rascals. By the strength of that vow, Prahlad, you came to the platform of bhakti to me. In the next life, the prostitute was born as an apsara, and after enjoying immensely, she entered my supreme abode. Prahlad, you also attained that destination. In order to propagate devotional service, you have appeared. After completing the task of preaching the glories of bhakti, you will again enter my eternal abode. Prahlad, those who observe this Nrisimha Chaturdasi vow will never return to this material existence, even in hundreds and millions of kalpas. There are many boons that one can receive from this vow. Beautiful children, wealth, kingdoms, fortune, sense enjoyment, happiness, and liberation can be attained by observing this vow. One Nrisimha Chaturdasi vow gives the benefit and pious credits of observing 1,000 Dwadasi Vratas, which is quite a lot. That's 50 years. It's 20 a year. One should observe fasting all day on Chaturdasi and worship Vishnu in the evening and celebrate a great festival. Rise early in the morning on Chaturdasi, make a sankalpa, and constantly remember me. Don't talk gossip or talk to women. Only hear and chant about my glories. bathe in the morning and also bathe in noon in a sacred river, or at least outside of your home, while reciting Vedic mantras. While bathing, rub sesame seeds on the body. Continue to remember me throughout the day and offer puja to my picture or to a deity. First, one should offer worship to Prahlad before worshiping me. Offer sandalwood paste and camphor, mixed with camphor, then flowers and tulsi leaves, aguru incense, a ghee lamp, and some food, then argya for washing the mouth, and then stay up all night, dancing, singing, playing musical instruments, reciting the Puranas, and listening to discussions of my transcendental glories. Next day on Purnima, bathe in the morning and worship me. This is the vow of Nrisimha Chaturdasi. Staying up all night hearing and chanting about Krishna, reading accounts of Nrisimha Charita from Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literatures, singing stutis and prayers and glorification of the Lord, reciting the Dasavatara Stotram, Pralaya Payodi Tritivanasi Vedam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So this is the basic description of the Nrisimha Chaturdasi vow in the 14th Vilas of Hari Bhakti Vilas. Is very, very pleased in Lord Nrisimhadev, especially to observe Jagran. In verse 483 of the chapter, Lord Nrisimhadev describes to Prahlad, Ratro Jagaranam Kuryad Gita Vaditra Niswane Purana Patanam Rityam Shrotavyam Matkatanakam. O Prahlad, one should remain awake throughout the entire night of Nrisimha Chaturdasi while dancing, singing the holy names of the Lord, playing musical instruments for the pleasure of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Narahari, reciting the Puranas, especially 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, or accounts of Krishna, and listening to discussions of my transcendental glories. It says, Ratro, Ratri Jagaran, Kuryad. Tata Prabhata Samaye, Snanam Kritva, Yatandrita, Purvoktena Vidanena, Pujayen Mam, Prayatnata. Then early in the morning, the next day in Purnima, one should bathe and then worship me with love and devotion while following the above-mentioned procedure without displaying any idleness. The above-mentioned procedure is, as I mentioned, is verses 476 through 482 in the 14th Vilas, offering various articles and puja, artik, to the Lord. Sandalwood paste mixed with camphor offered at the Lord's feet or on his forehead and feet. 10 flowers and tulsi leaves. And then aguru incense, which of course is very rarely available. Maybe one can buy some aguru oil from an oil store and dip some incense into it. A ghee lamp, then bhog offering, or food, and then argya for washing the mouth, and then the closing prayer, which is this, Pitambara Mahavishnu Prahlada Bhaya Nashakrit Yata Bhutarchane Nata Yatokta Falado Bhava. O Mahavishnu, who wears Pitambara, yellow garments, O Prahlad Bhaya Nashakrit, O destroyer of fear for Prahlad, may you be satisfied with whatever little worship I offer you to the best of my ability, so that you bestow your mercy upon me. Yatokta phala do bhava. You give me the fruit of my Nisringa Chaturasi Brata. Nisringa Bhagavan ki jai. Nisringa Chaturasi Brata ki jai. Of course, Srila Prabhupada did not introduce the Nisringa Chaturasi Jagran, staying up all night, hearing and chanting about Krishna and Lord Nisringadev. But it was going on during Bhaktisiddhanta's time quite a bit. And even nowadays, among many Gaudiya Vaishnavas in Vrindavan and Navadvip and Puri, they regularly observe this Shivratri Jagran on Shiv Chaturdasi, and also this Nisringa Jagran, to somehow get the mercy of Lord Nisringadev, and by his mercy remove all the impediments and obstacles preventing us from executing Shuddha Bhakti and chanting Shuddha Nam, which is the goal of our bhajan, the goal of our sadhana, to act purely and chant the holy name purely in pure consciousness, so we can realize our siddhadeya and enter into the eternal service, the astakaliya, astakaliya lila seva of Radha and Krishna, and the kunjas of Vrindavan. This is the perfection. So Lord Nisringadev is mentioned here in this book of behavior. The Jagran is mentioned, 14th Vilas, very much anukul, anukulyena sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Surrender means accept those things which are favorable to promote the cause of pure bhakti, to help us quickly come to the platform of prema and pure devotional service. So Lord Nisringadev is a very merciful, kind-hearted Lord, and he can be easily pleased by fasting on this day, taking Falahar after sunset, after worshipping him at sunset. And best if one can stay up all night in the association of devotees, dancing for his pleasure in the Sankirtan. Pram Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Singing that Maha Mantra, playing Mardanga, Kol and Kartal, and reciting the Bhagavat Puran, or Hari Bhakti Surodaya, or any great Bhakti Shastra, and hearing the discussions of the Sringa's Mahima, glories and wonderful activities. Sringa Bhagavan ki jai.